Jerry Bader Show, 1022. A listener asks, is it possible that Mary Burke is a Democratic sacrificial lamb because she appears so weak right now? Dems thinking they don't have an all-star to play and that anyone they advance will have a tough road to win. No, I think they think she's real. I could be wrong on that. I think they think she's real. One other problem for her, though, right now. Of course, they're hanging their hat on him. 250,000 jobs. 250,000. He's not going to deliver 250,000 jobs. Manpower Incorporated, the temporary help firm, does their quarterly jobs forecast, which I haven't heard about in a long time. I haven't seen this story in several quarters. Maybe, I'm sure I just missed it, that it's out there. Wisconsin hiring expected to be robust in second quarter. You can just hear liberals reading that. Wisconsin hiring expected to be robust in second quarter. Damn it! You know it's true. They don't want jobs. If they think it's going to help Scott Walker, they don't want job growth right now. Manpower's confidence indices have been seen as erratic. Oh, listen to this. So right away, the Journal Sentinel tries to downplay them. Manpower's confidence indices have been seen as erratic as any other employment indicator throughout the plodding four-year recovery, showing bursts of optimism as well as periods of sluggishness. In other words, don't pay any attention to that. That's not important. All right, I want to spend the next 5 minutes on Flight 370, which disappeared, and I want to rip a new one for just about everyone with a microphone and TV camera who are trying to figure out what happened when investigators from countries all over the globe cannot figure out what happened to 370. The most laughable is a talk show host that I heard yesterday afternoon that started by saying, well, you can't just read too much into it and then try to basically predict what had happened. He sounded like an idiot. Now, I don't know what happened. Here's what I do think. At the moment, it's impossible for me to lean one way or the other as to whether it was a catastrophic mechanical failure or a terror act. Because as I try to set up a column, here's why it might have been a catastrophic failure, here's why it might have been a terror act, it comes out even to me. I just can't lean one way over the other. By the way, one that I'm going to be very critical of is Sean Hannity. When words came out that Iranians stole the passports, he immediately seemed to connect the dots that that was terror. Now it seems almost certainly that one of those was not a terrorist. They just stole a passport. Stolen passports used to travel internationally, apparently people don't realize this, is really not all that uncommon. However, it immediately raised an eyebrow, a lot of eyebrows. At the moment, I don't see the stolen passports as being that big a deal, okay? So that puts it in the column of maybe not terrorism. All right, maybe terrorism. It is rare. Not unusual, not unheard of, but rare for aircraft to just disappear due to catastrophic failure. But it does happen. Okay, there is no major, by the way, a lot of these, some of this I'm getting from CNN. They went through it piece by piece. Some are my own. There's no massive debris field with small pieces everywhere. What does that indicate? That indicates something didn't happen. That indicates it didn't get blown to smithereens midair. And it's more likely that the aircraft, largely intact, hit the water. Again, I don't know that. Okay? Is that an indication of a terrorist attack or not a terrorist attack? I don't know. Was someone able to take over the aircraft and bring it down? I don't know. There's just no way of knowing. But there's no massive debris field that would indicate a bomb. If they took it down, somehow they took it down in one piece. These two stolen passports to me, again, just at the moment, seem to be a dead end. Further, there are two other things that I do think go into the not terrorism column. One is intelligence agencies around the world are saying zero chatter. I mean, we had no indication of this type of threat at all. that they could have missed it. The current political dynamic in Malaysia also creates a situation where it may have been terror. But here's the big one for me that leads to it not being terror. Okay, there's been one claim of responsibility that appears to be bogus. To me, this is just what's the point of killing 239 people if it's not going to be clear that you did it or that it was intentional? I just mentioned that, Jason. There was a claim of responsibility, but it is not being taken seriously. But no serious claim of responsibility has been made. So that being the case, this just seems very, what's the point? But I have no idea. People who are trying to point one way or the other, and most are trying to point to terrorism. Yeah, if you don't take credit, if you don't somehow prove that you did it, what's the point? If I had to lean one way or the other, I would lean that they're going to find out, if they ever find the damn thing, that it was a catastrophic mechanical failure. But I don't know that. And it's amazing. People are trying so hard to read into the few tea leaves that are there. And there are really very few tea leaves there. All right, I mentioned something earlier that some of you heard on the air, that it's kind of weird. I'm walking around and people are commenting on my clothes. Hey, that's a nice shirt. Hey, that shirt looks good on you. Hey, this and that. What, did you buy a bunch of new clothes? Yes, I did 4 years ago. They all fit now, thanks to Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. They fit when I bought them, but not for very long. And now this, which, by the way, has made this very convenient. I lost about 30 pounds, and thus far, I haven't had to buy any shirts or pants because I have a bunch of old ones I didn't throw out, thank goodness, when I weighed this about 4 years ago. And I continue to have success on the program. Again, it's not a diet. And now I can tell everyone in the Jerry Bader Show listening area, not just the folks here in Green Bay, if you want to find out how I've lost 30 pounds since late January, you can call Dr. Litwin at 920-268-1386. 920-268-1386. Free assessment, no risk. Find out if it's right for you. It's 920-268-1386. All right, we'll find out what you think about daylight saving time. Keep it, scrap it, change it. Do you agree with Jason? I haven't weighed in. We'll do that in 5. It's 10:30.
The Jerry Bader Show.